you've probably seen those videos on YouTube, like jumping in cold water, cold showers, etc. So I'm gonna give it a go because I'm still super duper tired. My chemicals in my body are like, just chill, you know? So I'm gonna see if I can just say, screw you chemicals, I'll show you who's boss, my mind, and I'm gonna jump in the water. I'll either fall asleep in the water, it'll do nothing, or I'll come back energized or something. Sarah's coffee, that's my coffee. That's right, that's how we do it. Good morning. Even though it's raining, we're still in a great mood. Nothing can affect our happiness. You're a tall boy too.
Oh my gosh.
Cheers. What makes you happy, then give those to others, because then you'll make them happy. And then go beyond that golden rule and the platinum rule and do what they want. Sarah, what do you want today?
Relaxation.
Can help support that for sure.
Cool.
This is how I feel so far today. I barely opened my eyes. My brain's still waking up. Just wants to say relax. Just lay on the couch all day and do nothing. Update. I haven't done much. I ate a piece of pizza and then fell back on the couch. This is the vlog. The vlog of doing nothing. Just gonna sit and stare at you all day.
That sounds so good.
It actually does sound good.
It's so cold. I feel winter coming.
Sometimes you gotta change your mindset. Find a guided meditation, powerful. 10 minutes. Write the meditations over and we're still pretty tired. We're saying, hey, maybe let's go to the gym. Let's just move. What do you think about that, Sarah? I think Sarah's still meditating. Guess what? You know there's always a gym right near you, very close to you? Home. Right, Sarah?
Mm-hmm. I'm so tired today.
Gym is for movement. So your instant space can be a gym, you know what I'm saying?
Amen to that.
Amen. And of course, walking. You can't beat that. All right, Sarah's coming on the walk too. We ended up at the gym down the street. One of my favorite stretches is this back extension, just find a bench or anything, and then just extend the back the opposite way.
This count is working out.
Looking good.
Right back home, right back to the floor. Floor life.
You like the floor too, smash that like button.
Gotta get up soon because we get to go visit family.
You've probably seen those videos on YouTube, like jumping in cold water, cold showers, etc. So I'm gonna give it a go because I'm still super duper tired. My chemicals in my body are like, just chill, you know? So I'm gonna see if I can just say, screw you chemicals, I'll show you who's boss, my mind, and I'm gonna jump in the water. I'll either fall asleep in the water, it'll do nothing, or I'll come back energized or something.
And also, we're going to take his blood pressure and see if it's low right now because he's super tired, and then what it is after. So let's get that out. Exercise studio, third one in. Yep. Blood pressure thing should be in there. Is it not?
Oh, I thought exercise studio.
Oh.
That's the extra.
Studio. Okay. So, Mike, put that around your arm. Here, let me help you hold this for a sec.
Okay.
Okay. Oops. Sorry about that.
Mike. We'll keep you updated on results. When they put this thing around me, the doctor, I feel like my heart rate increased.
You feel that now?
A little bit.
Oops. Especially with me.
Remain calm and breathe.
Okay.
What was it?
149 over 67.
149 over 60. That's huge, isn't it?
Consider a blood pressure. Well, your lower number's good, but your high number's high.
Jeez.
Let me retake it one more time.
No, okay. I don't like this thing. Thing freaks me out. basically said I was having a heart attack.
No, basically, guys, the plug was loose, and if it's off, loose, like it wasn't pushed in all the way. So
do it for you.
Okay. 135 over 86.
That's high, isn't it?
Yeah.
Always, you don't need to listen to machines, so, you know, spot on. Listen to your body.
Listen to your heart. Who knows what this is even accurate. I got it on Amazon. It was like $12. So
Mike is prepping to go in to the lake. Look how nice the lake looks. Will he do it?
I just saw a gym. I just saw a fish jump.
Wow. There you have it. Mike doesn't go in.
The seaweed's the worst part.
Once you get past that, game on. So now he has to be four. Whoa! I think I missed that ball. He has to be forced to go further out. This is excellent. Excellent. Will Mike do it or will he walk back? It gets deep quick here too. Like you can't already touch right there.
Whoa.
How's it feel?
Good.
It's so deep so quick, isn't it? Mike floats. Wow, Mike went into the lake. It's so cool looking, all the rings. You guys see it? It's like he's creating those. Man floats. There's a swan right there. And there's a man somewhere. Oh, there's the man. The man meets the swan that I can't find. Look at those strokes. What type of stroke is that, Mike?
Breaststroke? Freestyle?
Does that move you the fastest?
No, this one does. I'm trying to stay real chill on these seaweed things.
Mm-hmm. Does Mike make it out of the seaweed? Stay tuned. He climbs through it all. I'm like the world's tiredest narrator. Tiredest. How do you feel? This is the post interview.
Way better.
Wow, energized?
Energized, just woke up, yep.
Wow, you even look better.
Thank you.
Wow, I'm really jealous.
Some clients to answer when I get back, plus some content approval. Right now, just getting ready to go, eating an apple, staying healthy.
Mike, you ready to go?
Yeah, just eating some superfoods real quick.
Oh wow, so salt peppers,
lemons,
okay.
Alright, we are off to go visit some of the fam. Got nice lemon water for Sarah Dye here.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, ready to
hydrate,
go.
Guys.
Hydrate and go eat. And then get back home to the floor. Put the camera away for a bit. But we'll talk to you guys afterwards.
What?
Felt like I was like sleeping driving.
And the family gathering is now over. It was fun. 3 hours. Not too bad. Ate some good food. Chilled, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Chat with the family. But now, back to work. We gotta get a lot of things done. Client, we gotta plan the entire week to win.
Well, I have to do groceries.
Ugh. Like, sure, I'd love to chill all day with everyone, but you know what? I gotta go. I gotta do things. So just responding to that client, and it was interesting. I don't know in the last vlog if you saw it, I was like, oh, I messaged him about we may do Facebook ads for this client, so we do YouTube ads for him right now. And so I asked the client, you know, hey, do you want us to start Facebook ads? And he said, yes, but I want you to personally do it, so myself, and not this other guy on the team. And I'm like, okay, yeah, like we can both do it. Like I'll do the strategy, the main contact, communication, and me, I can do technical stuff. But so
yeah, we'll see if that works. But yeah, it's personally interesting. And it ties back to another guy. I'm just saying what he's saying. I don't know what to make of it right now. I mean, it's a lot of different points. You can take anything. You know what I'm saying? But yeah, he's like, I actually care or something. And I'm like part of the 5% that does a good job, basically. And I don't know what to think of that. A lot of different things. But eventually, yeah, I want to have someone, you know, who can do what I do. I think Mihai can do it, use his technical abilities and like focus those and, you know, win that way. So hopefully I can be a good leader. Or is it just like not the right fit for Mihai? It's always like the hard thing, like even with myself, like doing something, if I like suck at it, I'm like, do I need to like just learn and go to the next level, or am I just not the right fit for this role? Or, and then is the role like split? So is communication a thing, or is like getting results a thing, you know? Obviously you need both, because you know, you have to communicate to the results, but obviously the ROI is what the, you know, end client always wants, return on investment. Just because we are paying people, so like there has to be ROI. They have to get like better results than what they cost, you know, and create more profit and more optimization and a lot of things better, or else that part of the project, you know, can't survive and thrive. It has to be cut. Evolution, you know, things that aren't profitable in business have to be cut, unless you just know your losses and you have some money from a different source just funding into there and say, no, you know, it doesn't matter because it's cool, it's nice to have, it's, you know, whatever. But to be profitable, you know, if that's your main source, you have to have everything profitable, and yeah, make prioritized decisions based on that to be profitable, to pay for all your bills, the business bills, etc. Yeah, so you just gotta lay that out, your finances obviously, and then work towards your goals, and yeah, put people in the right place, be a good leader, etc. Care, definitely, and develop all these things. Yeah, I'm super optimistic that anyone can learn it if they put their mind to it, you know. I don't think I'm anyone special or anything. So yeah, I really think anyone can do it. But I also do believe it's like, yeah, people in the right areas, the right strengths, putting people in the right place, using their strengths. So it's like both, you know, it's the person plus the process. So people plus the process. People plus the process.
I was telling Mike, like, lesson of the day, don't, like, if you ever get like insecure or like just, I don't know, in your head about something, like, or like someone, you think someone made you feel this way, it's like all within yourself. So just look within and like work on whatever that is, you know? You're human, but also like you can't control other people or events. You know, most likely like you're just, it's an insecurity. So just work on improving it, everyday progress. What do you interpret that as, Mike?
I agree. Just focus on, like, I was tired beforehand, so I just gotta keep working on that and do me.
Cool.
Some great news. Sarah is using our new to-do software. She's putting in all the yoga classes at the gym. There's four of them. And then workouts. How many is there, Sarah?
Two. Okay. That I will I be willing to go it. To.
Okay.
There might be a That's third, it? But I'm putting in two.
Okay. All right. So here's all like my categories. You can basically just create any category you want. Then I'm on single mode. You can do multiple if you want to see them. Everything captured here. So basically, I'm going to go to the apartment improvements one. So I'm gonna click this one.
Ooh.
It's gonna show all the stuff, like what I gotta repaint. Okay, and then like we can say.
That's cool.
Improvements. Sorry, I messed up. Okay, so improvements. We just thought of an improvement for the big TV cabinets, right?
Yeah.
So you write it in here, and then, you know, you can then categorize and keep these. So you don't forget them, so you don't feel like you have to do them right then, but you know,
yeah,
and
you can have see them it down.
Like in priority.
Yeah. Okay, like whenever, say you want, you have the weekend off, but you want to like work on a house like thing, you go to this. That's a good idea.
Yep.
Cool.